And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
The question that we take now says, does not Lamentations 5 and verse 7 teach that sin is inherited? In an answer, no. In Lamentations 5 and verse 7, it says, our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. This could mean, I guess, that they were guilty of what their fathers had done. But does it mean that they were bearing the guilt of their father's sins? Or does it mean that they were bearing the consequences of their father's sins? You must remember that Jeremiah is writing the book of Lamentations after Jerusalem has been destroyed by the Babylonian army. These people that were left there were suffering the consequences of the fact that their fathers had left God and had served idol gods, and in doing so, they had not been obedient. God then has brought the Babylonian Empire against them in order to punish them. In speaking of the king of Tyre in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 15, there the great prophet said, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. That shows us that he was born pure. He was created pure, but that he became sinful, and then iniquity was found in him. We are not born sinful, as some would say. We do not inherit sin, as some would say. The same great prophet Ezekiel in chapter 18 and verse 20 said, the soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. This is a principle that we must all understand, that God has created us in his own image. He has created us pure and holy. But when we sin, when we transgress his law, it is then that we separate ourselves from him. It is then that there is transgression found in us and we have guilt. And it is only by the blood of Christ that that sin can be washed away, that we can stand before God redeemed and justified. The people of Jeremiah's day were suffering the consequences of their father's actions. I think of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who lived righteous lives, and who lived righteous lives under very difficult circumstances. Those difficult circumstances were brought upon them by the actions of their fathers, but it was not the father's guilt that was brought upon them. I hope you can find that answer to be a helpful one.